This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House of Representatives passed a bill Thursday that would allow Puerto Rico to hold the first ever referendum on becoming a state or gain some sort of independence. The bill, which passed 233 to 191, had some Republican support. The biggest pay raise for troops in two decades is heading to President Biden's desk for his signature after the Senate approved the annual defense policy bill late Thursday. This year's National Defense Authorization endorses a basic pay raise for 2023 of 4.6%. It also ends the vaccine mandate for all military service members. Twitter has suspended the account of several prominent reporters who cover Elon Musk, including some from the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, and more. Elon Musk ran a poll asking when the journalist should be unbanned. Turns out 7 days was the general consensus of his followers. The band were accused of sharing live location information, including information shared on Twitter directly or third-party web servers. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan claims he was wronged.
And therefore, that's why he kicked us off, because we caused danger to him. Certainly, in my case, I didn't. We just posted stories about what was happening, him shutting down those accounts.
Five Louisiana law enforcement officers were charged Thursday with neglect, homicide, and other charges in the deadly 2019 arrest of Ronald Green, a death authorities initially blamed on a car crash long before the suppressed body camera footage came out. It showed officers beating, stunning, and dragging the motorist. The Associated Press report found Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards privately watched the officer's body camera video of Green's deadly arrest 6 months before prosecutors say they knew it even existed. 1 week from today starts the Christmas holiday weekend. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, is investigating a possible spike in cases of invasive infections among children in the United States caused by the bacteria that is known to lead to strep throat. France, Ireland, the Netherlands, Sweden, and the United Kingdom have reported an increase in cases of the strep disease since September. The governor of a U.S. state will be the next NCAA president next year.
The NCAA announced that Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has been chosen to be the organization's next president, succeeding Mark Emmert. The 66-year-old Baker will assume the role on March 1, 2023, after his second term of governor ends January 5th, following his decision to not seek re-election. It was announced last April that Emmert was going to step down in the summer of 2023, with the NCAA characterizing such a decision as a mutual agreement. Emmert will serve in an advisory role until June 2023. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Russian forces launched at least 60 missile strikes across Ukraine on Friday. Ukraine officials are reporting explosions in at least 4 cities. At least 2 people were killed when a residential building was hit in central Ukraine. Electricity and water services were interrupted in the 2 largest cities, including Kyiv. Thousands rushed to subway stations to seek shelter deep underground. The United States is planning to send Patriot missiles to the area to intercept such attacks on civilians by Russia. Wear 'em loud, wear 'em proud. Today is officially Ugly Sweater Day. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're here in Maui, Hawaii, where the palm trees sway, as they say, mele kili kimaka. You know, we're not, no snow here. We still have a little bit of fog, you know, from the volcano. But, you know, all in all, hey, it's Hawaii. Can't complain. I'm here with the family. So we are enjoying ourselves. And, of course, John Fleetwood is on the East Coast. I guess you can say the East Coast. He's there in Nashville, keeping that side of the country, you know, close at eye to make sure it is staying on the straight and narrow. Hey, John Fleetwood, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, doing great. I got some crazy news for you, man.
Okay, give it to me. All right, what's happening?
All right, so did you hear about those Donald Trump trading cards?
I heard some rumbling, but I didn't hear all the details. Maybe because, any you know, so often now, everything about Donald Trump so negative is, okay, why should I listen? Go ahead. Go ahead.
This is just hilarious. Okay, so Trump comes out 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And post on his True Social, I have a major, all caps, major announcement tomorrow.
Mm.
Okay, so everybody in the media thinks, okay, maybe he's going to announce VP or who knows what.
Mm.
So the day yesterday comes when this major announcement is supposed to be up, coming out. It's a trading card, okay? It's a card. So he made these cards with him as, like, superhero.
Yeah,
And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so tons of MAGA people gonna love this. I'm gonna cover it. So I write a story on it. I provide all the links to the website, and I take a screenshot of the website, and there's a little button that says "Buy Now," and I think this is kind of silly, but hey, it's fun. And he was mocked. I mean, Trump just got mocked and mocked and mocked and mocked for selling these trading cards. Well, these trading cards were not average trading cards. They're what's called NFTs, non-fungible.
That's
cards.
Right.
They're essentially
exactly
digital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning I get a text from one of my buddies back in California, and he's like, dude, look at this. This is from Newsweek. Donald Trump trading cards sell out as NFTs worth over $500,000. They were selling for $99 yesterday. I have a screenshot sitting on my computer right now where
right.
It says buy now, and I'm just writing stories and going about my day, just didn't even think about it. I thought, yeah, maybe I'll get one of those cards later on.
Mm-hmm.
Nope,
yes,
they're
just
sold
for fun.
Out, and what were once $99 are the next day worth $500,000. I don't know what kind of percent increase that is, but holy smokes. Talk about a return on investment.
Exactly. Exactly. Could you imagine Joe Biden doing a trading card? I mean, well, see, this is the thing. I don't know. We can go on and on, but this is amazing. And I'm sure all these liberal pundits are just choking. And see, it convinces them all the more how crazy the right is. That they would
got the
take,
Midas touch.
Exactly. That they would do this. And then they're going, oh, man, why didn't I buy that? Right?
it's just hilarious. Everybody mocked him. It wasn't just the... It's every time this happens, Bill, they mock Trump. They mock him and mock him and mock him. And, oh, he's the worst. He's the worst. Russia, Russia, Russia. Mm. And he comes out. You come out $500,000 richer. If you back the guy up, I don't know, man. I mean, when he was in charge, our border was bad, but it's still better. I mean, we weren't sending $60 billion to Ukraine.
Right.
You know, we weren't involved in wars.
Well, because, you see, and then half of that money wasn't coming back to the Democratic Party so they could, fund their midterm election either, stuff like that. But, by the way, and that was the people's money, by the way. It was redirected. The people's money who supported Ukraine for whatever philosophical reason that was bipartisan now comes back and is used in a partisan manner. But somehow that's okay.
I think we just got to get over. I don't know. People they hate the guy. So, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
But they hate this guy so much. They hate him, and I know why. It's because of the cultural Marxism, and he hits
right.
all the marks. He's a
right.
White male Westerner. Says he's Christian, heterosexual. He's got, a big family. So he's like Western culture, on steroids. And we've got this whole cultural Marxism push that says you got to hate Western culture. So I get that. But guys, look what happens with this guy. Don't you want some of that for our country? I say we put him back in and have him sell some more trading cards, sell them to Russia or something.
we might be able to do something about the $31 trillion debt,
right?
Right? I mean, hey, he's a giver anyway. He never took any of his salary. He always gave it away. But all those great things, like you said, energy independence, border was mostly secure for the most part. It would have been secure if Nancy Pelosi didn't get in the way and stopped the building. It's absolutely disgusting where we are in just 2 years. But John, you'll like it. Yeah, are you liking it? Because, if you are in lockstep with their desires, all this terrible, some of us would consider terrible news and devastation to our economy. Our bank books are quite a bit lighter as a result. Thank you very much to the Democratic Party and this administration, because it has been this administration. They want to blame. They want to redirect and blame Putin and blame China and blame everybody else. But I don't think Putin signed the Kill the Fossil Fuels Act. He wasn't the one that did that, right?
No, we've got to get the right guys in, obviously, but then we got to get the right people out. I don't know if you saw this either, Bill, but one of our reporters, Sarah Wagner, she wrote this up for American Face. She wrote a story on how the RNC, the Republican
National Committee,
so they spent millions, because it's not just the enemies from without, but potentially enemies from within. And look how we did in the midterms. We did pretty good, but we didn't do as well as we thought we would. Dems did a lot better than, we thought they wouldn't. And it turns out the Republican National Committee has been spending millions of dollars on this, what people are calling extravagant nonsense, private jets, entertainment. Turns out since 2017, since Ronna McDaniel, who's the chair of the RNC, so she's the leadership over there, since 2017, the RNC spent $3.1 million in private jets, almost $1 million in flowers, and over $17 million on donor gifts. So a lot of people are looking at the RNC. This, they're supposed to be kind of setting the pace and leading Republicans in the U.S. to victory, but they've been failing us.
Yeah, they're losers.
And it turns out they've been spending millions and millions of donations on private jets. I think it's time for a change of the guard over there at the RNC.
Well, the fact of look at the record, like as you say, they're losing at every turn. just about. So, yeah, I think it speaks for itself. I mean, you wouldn't even allow a football coach with this kind of losing record to continue. You move on. I mean, this is all common sense stuff. John Fleetwood is with us. He is the managing editor for American Faith, and we've got more for you after this. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Little Johnny Mathis, little Johnny Mathis tradition and time of the year. You know, John Fleetwood, I was just reading where Johnny Mathis, you know, said, what happened to John? We don't see Johnny Mathis much. I think he's performing in Orange County a couple of days before Christmas. I think I saw something to that effect. So, you know, live and well, still singing, blessed voice. I mean, what an incredible, incredible artist, to say the least. But as you and I were, you know, still joking about, you know, these liberals just going nuts because this NFT of Donald Trump, is it $99 and now it's 500 times return on investment. You wake up to that and wow, what a present to have under your Christmas tree. And probably somebody said, hey, you know, probably as a joke, they sent, you know, maybe bought a card for some friend for Christmas. And I mean, it's like, this is better than a bunch of lotto tickets. And they're going, oh yeah, I got, you know, see, they scramble and take that card back, right?
It's just, I just keep thinking about how wrong the media is. And it's not just the left, because, yeah, of course the left is going to mock Trump.
Right.
And I'll bet so many of them are scrubbing their website, taking down, they're going into their WordPress right now or Squarespace
right.
or whatever they're using for their internet backend stuff, and they're taking down, they're switching them to drafts right now because they don't want everybody knowing how wrong they were. Mm-hmm. I'll bet they're going through their Twitter feed and deleting the tweets that they made fun of Trump.
Yeah.
But even the conservatives were.
Right, exactly.
And I'm going to go look. I'm going to find the receipts because the internet's forever. They've got these archives. I'm going to find these, like, Fox News type, these Rhino type, even non-mainstream conservative sources that were out there saying how dumb, quote unquote, dumb this was. I mean, who's the dumb one now?
Yeah, right. Well, again, like I said, they're going to malign the people that bought the cards. They're going to, well, they're just a bunch of idiots. Well, they're smart idiots. So smart and they're smart idiots and very wealthy now.
This is the thing that people need to get. It's not that it was a trading card.
Mm-hmm.
It's this digital artifact. It's this,
yes.
It's this thing that exists online. I don't fully understand it, but it's a thing now worth $500,000. That should have been a giveaway that this isn't. That's what made it major. It's not like he's selling these hard, like, old school baseball cards that are in, you know, cellophane. You got to, like, open it up.
Right.
Oh, I can, like, hold them in my hands.
And it smells like bubble gum.
That's not what he sold here.
Right. Exactly.
No. This was an NFT. This is like a new. It's a part of technology now.
Yes.
That should have been a giveaway that this isn't like some key. It's not like a plate with his face on it, right? This is like this is new cutting edge stuff. But man, it's $99 to $500,000 overnight. Unbelievable.
Very cool. Well, Merry Christmas to those that were smart enough to take advantage and click the buy now button. And, you know, they're probably going, God, I should have clicked a couple of times on that deal. But hey, look, it's, don't be greedy. Enjoy the gift. And, he is the one, like you said, he's got the Midas touch, no doubt about it. Well, let's talk about, some other stories that you're dealing with on an American Faith. And that is that, interesting that you find that additional ballots coming out of Maricopa County after Election Day.
That's huge.
Right? Nearly match exactly the number of votes Katie Hobbs needs to win for governor there in Maricopa County. Should we have any kind of suspicion whatsoever, like there could be some foul play there?
Yeah, so there was a lawsuit filed by Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake that revealed that her Democrat opponent, who's the Secretary of State in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, and because should be noted, because she's Secretary of State, she's the one who gets to count the votes. So
exactly.
There's obviously a conflict of interest there from the start. But anyway, the lawsuit found that Hobbs received a new batch of these unexpected votes after Election Day that tallied to nearly exactly the amount she needed to win. So let me give you a couple numbers here. So the lawsuit, which was filed last Friday, alleged that there was a 25,000 vote discrepancy in the number of ballots that Maricopa County initially reported in the midterm election and the total later reported in the week. The number of new votes found after Election Day is significant because the amount just exceeds the 17,000 votes required to put Hobbs over the margin to win. So in Maricopa County, Hobbs needed 17,000 votes to win. Lo and behold, 2 days after the election, these unexpected mystery votes came in, all for Hobbs, giving her 25,000 votes, which, let's see, 7, 8, 9, 10, so that's just 8,000 votes over what it took for her to win. So there, the Lake's attorneys have identified the discrepancy as what they're calling a ballot chain of custody problem in the legal brief. Here's what the brief says. Highlighting the chain of custody failures is the fact that 2 days after Election Day was completed, Maricopa County found more than 25,000 additional votes, whereas properly followed chain of custody procedures would require Maricopa County election officials to know the exact number of ballots submitted by the day after election, November 9th, 2022. So what they're saying is Hobbs, because she's Secretary of State, she would have had access to be able to know exactly how many votes she's under by.
Yes.
So you couple that with the fact that, oh, these unexpected votes came in 2 days after Election Day that just barely gave Hobbs the win, makes this look very, very, very shady, Bill.
Well, of course it does. I mean, again, we're back to it. We're back to where we started here, and this is the thing that's driving us nuts, John. And the American people, en masse, have got to go out in the streets and demand of every one of their state offices, everyone, you fix this stuff up. This is absurd. We're not going to put up with this stuff anymore. You know, you do it right, you do it fair, you do it the American way, or not at all. Just like they did in Florida, when things kept getting messed up and everything, finally the governor came in and said, enough of this stuff. It was a Republican governor, oh, by the way. And they finally got rid of, they found who the problem, was one person. She was the linchpin. They get rid of her. All of a sudden, oh my goodness, you know, no more hanging chads, no problems. I mean, Florida, as big a state as it is and as the population that it has, they were able to count their votes and have them turned in by the end of the evening, by the end of the day, end of the, you know, end of night, by midnight, everything was counted for. Okay, and you got all these other people, and you got Maricopa County. I mean, they're still counting votes and trying to figure out. This is ridiculous.
Well, and we can't forget, I mean, also in Maricopa, while it was originally estimated that 20% of Maricopa tabulators malfunctioned, there's an updated report that shows 48% of printers and tabulators malfunctioned in Maricopa County.
And even with look at how close it was. Even, and of course, the other thing to note is that Republicans traditionally vote on the day of voting. They're not early voters. And because they're not early voters, you know, these people are going there to cast their vote, to have their day, their civic duty, and that day that they want to set aside, and they're proud to do that, and they're waiting inordinately, I mean, for hours. I mean, this, you talk about suppression of the vote. This was, and this was purposely, it had to be purposely done. This is an accident.
Well, yeah, and I like Lake. I mean, she's saying, I'm going to do everything in my power to right these wrongs. My resolve to fight with you is higher than ever. So Lake is still fighting.
Yes.
These are the kind of people we need backing us up politically. We need to put people like Lake and her and people like her in office, in my opinion. We need these fighters to expose this kind of stuff.
Exactly. And the Arizonans need to come en masse and support this effort. Man, this is an effort for transparency, for a legitimate, confident count that the people of Arizona can know that they're properly and legitimately represented here. John Fleetwood, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
USA News Update. The biggest pay raise for troops in two decades is heading to President Biden's desk for his signature after the Senate approved the annual defense bill policy. That happened on late Thursday. This year's National Defense Authorization endorses a basic pay raise for 2023 of 4.6%. It also ends the vaccine mandate to all military service members. Twitter has suspended the account of several prominent reporters who cover Elon Musk, including some from the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, and more. Elon Musk ran a poll asking when the journalist should be unbanned. Turns out 7 days was the general consensus. The banned were accused of sharing live location information, including information shared on Twitter directly and third-party web server links. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan claims he was wronged.
It's a soft because we caused danger to him. Certainly, in my case, I didn't.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there for you. You know, a lot of, I guess a lot of hope is being placed on the shoulders of Elon Musk by the American people who want to, again, recapture the sense of our First Amendment, free speech. And we're greatly encouraged by many of the decisions and moves that Elon Musk has been making ever since he took over Twitter. And the next move is to take a look at, you know, what is happening in the realm of pornography. Well, Lena Nealon is with us right now. She's the Director of Corporate and Strategic Initiatives for the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. And she's going to explain the focus now is to, to get Elon Musk support to do what he can to tackle child sexual exploitation on Twitter. Lena, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Val. Thank you.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. Say again. I missed that.
Oh, just happy to be here. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I thought maybe. Well, did I mispronounce your name or something?
No, so no,
I,
you no, got no. It. You got
okay.
It.
Good. Well, you know, this is so key, and you know, we've all been. I say we all. It seems to be we've been screaming, about child pornography. This culture here. We've been so. We've been sold sex in such a way that we've become just rabid consumers of sex to such a degree that it has invaded every aspect, including the young children, and even more so today, right?
Absolutely. It really is sadly interwoven in our culture, and we know there's a growing body of evidence showing the sense of harm. You know, I think a lot of us know them instinctively, but the harms to relationships and to young children, it really literally physically changes the brain structure. It makes it much harder to have, healthy relationships in the present and the future. So it really has become a public health hazard, quite frankly.
It really has.
Pushed against. It has.
You're exactly right, Lynette, and this is where we need to come back. I've been saying over and over again to the audience, we have to return to first principles. We need to understand what we're protecting here, and what we're protecting is our community, because what's going to happen if the makeup of our community becomes so sexually exploited? What's going to come out the other end?
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of the effects, right? We're seeing marriages crumble. We know that pornography is playing a huge role. It's often at the same or even surpassing divorce rates. Pornography is a key indicator. It's surpassing financial issues for divorce. We're seeing the hypersexualization of children, a phenomenon that we've been watching for the past 2 years, is the glorification of children selling sex and even being sold this idea that it's empowering. You know, Pornhub, the largest pornography company, was on Instagram, easily accessible to children, posting things like, you know, pornography performer, next career goal. So it's no shock, sadly, that we're seeing this hypersexualization of children and even children themselves selling sex because they think that that is just the normal thing to do, and that is because of pornography's pervasiveness in our culture.
Well, exactly. And you've got young girls pursuing older men, which I guess maybe that's always existed, or maybe because I just entered into that demography. I don't know. I mean, it just blows me away. I mean, you know, things that come across my, you know, my Twitter feed and everything like that. And wait a minute, I could be your father. You know, I'm praying for you. Leave me alone. What are you doing? I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah, they're being sold a lie, right? They're children, and they're very susceptible. And, you know, we know that we're also in a mental health crisis for our young people. And there's a crisis in self-esteem and quite frankly, feeling appreciated. So when they are being approached by predators online and they already have low self-esteem and they're simultaneously being told by the porn industry that this is something that is empowering and glamorous, then they think that that is what they need to do for their own worth. And predators know this and they take advantage of it. Social media, I think, has been one of the greatest gifts to predators. And of course, social media together with pornography is a perfect dangerous storm for the mental health of our youth, the health of our, as you said, our society.
Yeah. And what's going on with our elected officials that seem to be compliant and running hand in hand with this, you know, sexual exploitation? Because they're passing laws that seem to want to accommodate or promote this kind of dangerous behavior, Lena.
Well, of course, you know, there's politicians across the board doing both good and bad. I will give some hopeful messaging that we had, even in this past year in particular, I think very strong and encouraging bipartisan cooperation in holding tech companies accountable, particularly in the harms they're perpetuating against youth, including the very sexualized pornographic content. We saw Senator Blackburn, Republican, strong Republican from Tennessee, and Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut really coming arm in arm and saying, you know, enough. We need to hold these corporations accountable. They're trying to push legislation. So I'm hoping that we see this continue in 2023 and see some actual accountability for these corporations, because they've shown us that they cannot regulate themselves. They put profit over protection of children and adults alike. And I hope, you know, sadly, it's sad that it's gotten to this point, but I think that people are waking up to how harmful social media and, you know, pornography is to our youth.
Well, it really speaks of the moral decadence within the society. I mean, this is an outpouring of what, you know, how diseased our culture is, that we're so accepting of this. You know, drag queen, you know, story hours where you're seeing videos of parents participating in this hedonism and they're giving kids dollar bills so they can put in the waistband of these men dressed up like women. In some kind of, you know, just very demented form of entertainment. And it's the parents are there, you know, cheering it on. You're going, whoa, this is very dangerous. I mean, because this is what's in our society right now. These are our neighbors. This is what it's in our community. And I mean, it's like, if we can't return to first principles and get some sort of moral wake up call, morality wake up call here, you know, I mean, what's it going to be like down the road? Because, you know, as I mentioned, I mean, yes, there are some legislators that are taking a stand against some of the social media garbage that's put out there. But meanwhile, there's legislation that's being passed that is opening the door further. I mean, they're not closing it. I mean, the Respect in Marriage Act, you know, comes to mind most recently. I mean, opening the door up, and they were able to kind of hide some of this stuff, you know, behind this idea that, interracial marriage was a problem. Interracial marriage has not been a problem. I'm sorry. You know, but, you know, and so that had to, I think that brought in some people on the Republican side and conservative side to buy into this. But that bill, when you read that bill, this thing is a door opener and very dangerous. And it does just the opposite of what you and I are talking about in terms of closing the door on this sexual exploitation, whether it is has to do with our kids or just even our, you know, our grown up daughters as well.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. Right. I think it's, you know, sadly, it's mostly men who are consuming pornography and buying people for sex, and quite frankly, a lot of it's happening on Twitter. I know Twitter obviously has been in the news. I know that there are, you know, some encouraging signs that child sexual exploitation is becoming a priority, but the reality is that Twitter is a hotbed for prostitution and pornography, which of course includes sex trafficking of both adults and children. And until pornography is booted off of Twitter and other platforms, we are going to continue seeing Twitter and others like Reddit and Discord to also like full on in their policies allow pornography.
Exactly.
There will absolutely be child sex abuse material and non-consensual pornography as well as selling sex. Why?
Lynn and Aileen, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us. You got it.
Pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in SalonPost patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using SalonPost reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use SalonPost. It's good medicine.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot is helping customers wrap up the holidays right with great deals on must-have supplies and services through the end of the year. Small businesses, remote workers, teachers, and students can find what they need to help finish the year strong and make 2023 the best it can be. Sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership for even more ways to save. Still need last-minute gifts? Office Depot offers a wide assortment of tech, gift cards, calendars, planners, and more to help you check off everyone left on your list. Discover gift ideas for teachers, techies, teens, and more at officedepot.com/giftguides. Get your orders fast this holiday season with same-day delivery or buy online and pick up in store in just 20 minutes. Office Depot and Office Max stores also offer pack and ship services, so customers can shop, pack, and ship all in one trip. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store near you.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Music for the season. Why not? Keep us in the mood. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Joni DeBrito is joining us. She's the Director of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. Has some sage advice to consider to keep the season joyful. Why not? Hey, Joni, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's Merry Christmas.
Good.
I'm here in Melikalikimakaville in Maui, Hawaii, where the palm trees sway, as they say. There's no snow here, volcano ash, but that's about the closest thing we got to snow right now.
Yeah, you know, I had a roommate in high school who taught me this. I hope I'm saying it right. If I'm not, I apologize to your listeners who might be listening in Hawaii, but she taught me, Milikalikimaka hau la maka hiki hau, which is, you know, we all know the Milikalikimaka song,
but
hau la maka hiki hau is and a happy new year.
Well, yeah, that's good.
Pretty
well, good. I think, hey, you know, for a couple of howlies, I think we're getting through it okay, all right?
Are you on the Big Island?
I'm actually in Maui. And
Mouse.
So,
okay.
The Big Island, we just continue to pray, you know, for the people there and what they're dealing with. But, all the other islands are getting what they call vlog. It's the volcano ash, you know, that comes in. And it's not quite so bad, but we got a storm coming in and, you know, that'll probably clean some things up, thank God. So, don't we love God? He has a way of, you know, cleaning stuff up. You know, things get out.
Yeah,
we'll find. We'll send some rain and do all that good stuff. Yeah, just in time. Just in time for, for Christmas for everybody. And my prayer is that it's a peaceful one. It's a joyful one because, when you consider, the source and reason, as they say, for the season. Wow. When you say what a great gift God has given us, it's such an understatement.
It is. It really is. We have so much to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is about it is that because of it, I think that people innately sense the specialness of it, and people's expectations run the entire spectrum of what it should be like when families come together for the holidays. you know what I'm saying? Is that they have, you know, some people, oh, it's about the presents. It's about, you know, family. And, sometimes those expectations can be a little bit of a round peg in a square hole. Cause not everybody's going to agree to say, oh, it's, you know, it's about Jesus. It runs that entire spectrum. But innately, we have this sense that Christmas is a special holiday and that families and joy and peace and those eternal gifts, we should be mindful of them, right?
Yes. We really should. We do have to recognize, and the word that you used, expectations, is the one that's so important to remember when family members are getting together, because typically their expectations are different, so we need to be communicating with one another about what we're expecting and hoping to get out of our family time together.
Yeah, it's I find it always interesting, you know, for parents that have sent their kids to school and they're coming back after the first semester and they've been totally reoriented and indoctrinated, and all of a sudden you've got a young communist sitting at your, you know, dinner table. It's always, and you can't talk to them like you did when they were 3 years old. You know, hey, mom speaking, you shall do this. No, now they're grown people with opinions that have been thrust into their brains by these professors that hold an A in the balance, right?
Well, let me tell you also, though, that they're also at a very dynamic time of their brain development and also just their social development. So if you think back to yourself when you were, you know, a certain age, let's say that 18 to 25-year-old age, I'll bet you that there were plenty of opinions that you held that changed very quickly.
Yeah.
So parents need to be really careful about not jumping too quickly on differences of opinion, because they're likely to change very quickly.
Yep, they will. And depending on who the professor is, the professor du jour in the next semester. I've seen so many of my friends, and I was just an observation that I had, you know, from my friends that went to UCSB in Santa Barbara. And, oh my goodness, and you're all over the place politically, but it's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch, yes.
Yeah, but it can be tough for parents, especially especially if you got some, you know, crank, you know, crotchety old uncle at the dinner table, just want to put up with that kind of stuff. You know, it's just begins to open the door to food fights and things like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully, the food fights are the only thing that happen, right?
Okay. All right. So, what's the rules of engagement here, Joni? How should we respect and handle these expectations in such a way to ensure that the holiday remains holy and respectful and peaceful?
You know, the biggest thing is to talk before kids come home. Say, you know, tell me about your expectations, because almost always their expectations are very different from their parents. So if you're talking about college kids, they call and they say, hey, I know that we talked about coming home for Christmas, so I'm ready. And so, you know, this is when I'm coming home. And all of a sudden, very typically, mom and dad will jump into this mode of organizing everything that's going to happen when they're home.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what they're expecting. They are expecting to come home. They are expecting to be at home. They are expecting to see their parents. But they're probably also expecting to have some time to engage with their friends who've been away at college, to hook up with them, to have some fun social events that they're going to and so forth. So you need to talk ahead of time. And mom and dad need to say, here's what, instead of not so much what we're expecting, that this is what we were hoping for. What were you thinking? What were you hoping for? And hopefully there'll be some common ground where they're both agreeing, yeah, we're going to be together on Christmas or do this or that, or some family tradition that they've done for years.
Exactly.
But there will probably be other places where they disagree and say, okay, well, let's talk about those things and let's negotiate about those things. And be very clear also, if there are a couple of things that you feel strongly about, make sure that you let your kids know that at the time that you talk. So, but not a list of 20 things. But
right.
The one thing that's really important to me is that you're there the day after Christmas because your grandmother is going to be there. She's only going to be in town for a day. And, you know, this could be the last time you see your grandmother because she's not feeling well or what have you.
Right.
So make those very solid expectations clear.
Yeah, grandma guilt. Yeah, throw the grandma guilt in there. Yeah, it always works.
It doesn't work if it's used all the time, but it can work if it's true.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm trying to be respectful. It's just whenever you bring up guilt, it just takes me back to, you see, when you're raised by a Mexican mother, and also I had nuns. So I had, between nuns and a Mexican mother, a Catholic nuns, I mean, guilt is like, there's a truckload of guilt that's always to the ready.
Mm.
And so So what you got was a response, a knee-jerk response of my childhood. You know,
oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's what it is. But no, it's no. What you're saying is wisdom, really. Actually, Joni, it's so smart to do that, because negotiating around the dinner table or negotiating while they're home, you know, they might feel like I'm trapped. Oh, you know, that they have no other option. But you know, but if you deal with it earlier and you're proactive about it, yeah, it becomes a win-win opportunity. Because then you get an idea for sure of what you know, what they expect to do and how they're going to work this out, and even you know, when you have your adult children and they're not even children anymore, maybe they're just adults and they're family members, you know, and they've got kids that they're, you know, they're bringing in the whole package. It's like, okay, how are we going to work around this, you know, coming together and right. times and all those good things as you mentioned.
Well, and remember too, if your adult children are coming home with children, grandchildren, then you probably have to talk about a few more things. Do you guys want some private family time when it's just the three of you or the four of you or however many of you together and we're not involved? That's okay. Don't be offended if they want to do some things alone. Usually that's not so much about you. It's much more about the fact that when kids walk into a home where there are more people, there's more stimulation, there's more activity, and that can kind of upset the apple cart, especially the younger the child is. They're used to a routine in their family, and throwing them into with a lot of other relatives can kind of overstimulate them. So they may need some downtime, and that's a good thing to talk about as well. And the other thing that's really good to negotiate ahead of time is that maybe your children would love to have a date night or some time alone with some friends or whatever, and might want you to watch your grandchildren. And depending on the age and the child, that could be nothing but just a wonderful joy. Depending on the age and the child, it could also be a little bit stressful. So you want to figure out ahead of time how much energy and time do you want to, you know, allow for that, and say, sure, we'd be happy to watch them for this amount of time, or we can do it a few times for an hour, but not for an 8-hour block, or whatever works for the two of you.
Exactly. You also mentioned the holidays, a great opportunity to learn more about your child. And how they're evolving into their adult years, and you know, it's a good time to listen and hear their hearts, you know, this season, right?
Yes, and I would really stress the word empathy, because, you know, there are so many parents and adult children who have been divided over social, cultural issues, political issues these days, religious issues, etc. And sometimes people don't take the time to hear how their child got to that certain decision. So a great example is, I was talking with someone recently whose child has stopped going to church, and that was really troubling to this parent, and I understand why it was troubling. But then as she began to listen, she understood why, and it was because her daughter had made a very concerted effort to join a number of different churches, and each one of them the pastor was asked to step down because of, in one case it was infidelity, in another case it was pornography addiction, in another case it was being inappropriate with the youth group. So you can understand why, when you've been exposed to that, you might be thinking, you know, I'm just going to cool it with church for a while.
But
sometimes if we actually take the time to listen, we can understand why our children who have come to a different conclusion or a different decision than we have, we can understand how they got there, and it kind of helps.
Without
us.
Join DeBrito. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.